For Pentecost, the day of the Holy Spirit, we're standing in the Sacrarium of Westminster Abbey. This is sacred space, a theatre of liturgy before the high altar. Beneath our feet is the great medieval pavement, the work of the Cosmati family, a sort of mosaic, though technically, in a mosaic, all the pieces are the same size, and this is a rich and complex pattern of stones of different sizes. Big books are written about the symbolism of this pavement, but it's probably safe to think of it as a very stylized map of the heavens. So here beneath us is God's creation, where once the Holy Spirit brooded over the waters. This is the place in the Abbey where our present Queen was crowned. Every coronation from William the Conqueror has taken place here. A nation has gathered, and in the most sacred moments of the coronation, we have prayed that the gifts of the Spirit would come to our Queen or King. This is also where we gather Sunday by Sunday and on the great feasts of the Church to celebrate the Eucharist. This is where the Holy Spirit gathers us in unity and in truth. On one side of us are 13th and 14th century tombs, Aveline, Countess of Lancaster, and her husband Earl Edmund, and between them Aymer de Valence. On the other side lies Anne of Cleves, the divorced wife of Henry VIII. All buried near the high altar in the hope of resurrection, trusting in the power of the life-giving Spirit. This is, of course, one of my favourite spaces in the Abbey, and it's a very good place to be as we pray that the Holy Spirit will breathe within us and draw us all into a deeper unity.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained."
Today's Gospel reading takes us back once again to Easter Day. That evening, Jesus comes to the group of locked-in disciples and bestows on them the most precious post-resurrection gift, the gift of peace and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In John's Gospel, the sending of the Holy Spirit is intimately linked with the power to forgive sins and the sending out of the disciples in turn, as Christ has himself been sent. The Holy Spirit animates them to become the sent ones of the sent one, a body of people bound together by the truth they proclaim and the mission they now share. The mission does not belong to them alone, nor, in one sense, is it exactly dependent on them. Rather, it is shared with them as a treasure. Exactly 25 years ago, Pope St. John Paul II released his encyclical letter on ecumenism, Ut Unum Sint. Approaching the millennium, the Pope renewed the Catholic Church's irrevocable commitment to ecumenism and called all Christians to the urgent task of seeking the unity of the body of Christ. Unity in the faith once delivered to the apostles, proclaimed afresh in each generation. Unity, not uniformity, as to quote St. John Paul, "legitimate diversity is in no way opposed to the Church's unity, but rather enhances her splendor and contributes greatly to the fulfillment of her mission." Pentecost is frequently described as the birthday of the Church, as we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit propelling the inner circle of Jesus outwards, as the same Spirit animates people of diverse languages and cultures in the one mission of the Gospel. That mission is Christ's mission, a vocation to proclaim forgiveness, healing, and the new creation. If Christ is the head, the Church is his body, learning that reconciliation within herself is as fundamental to Christian identity as calling the wider world to that reconciliation. Last week, Pope Francis wrote a letter celebrating 25 years since Ut Unum Sint. He wrote, unity is not chiefly the result of our activity, but a gift of the Holy Spirit. Yet unity will not come about as a miracle at the very end. Rather, unity comes about in journeying. The Holy Spirit does this on the journey. The theme of walking together has become a particular theme of the Anglican Roman Catholic dialogue, especially since the publication of a landmark joint statement of that name in 2018. But the metaphor of a pilgrimage and of learning to receive gifts from one another along the way is one which is shared between Christians of many different churches and backgrounds. As St. Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians, one part of the body cannot say, "I have no need of you." We have learnt, slowly and often stumblingly, to recognize the Holy Spirit at work in each other, the creator of unity in diversity, as Pope Francis refers to the Spirit in his letter. We have also learnt that the unity of the Church can never be an end in itself, because the Church is the sign and servant of the Kingdom of God. Standing on the Cosmati pavement of Westminster Abbey, it's hard not to become moved by the cosmic unfolding of the Christian gospel. The Spirit of Truth leads us into an inexhaustible richness of grace and peace, which is promised for the renewal of the whole of creation. Pentecost is the outpouring of the gift of Easter, that we shall know Christ in every time and every place through faith, and that in this relationship we might know intimacy with the Father. The unity we're called to pray and work for is that gift already given. We pray for the conversion of our own hearts and our own churches to receive that gift afresh, that others might believe and see the power of the Holy Spirit renewing the face of the earth. Cardinal Vincent Nichols prays for us the sequence, Veni Sancte Spiritus.
Holy Spirit, Lord of light, from the clear celestial height, thy pure beaming radiance give. Come, thou Father of the poor, come with treasures which endure, come, thou light of all that live. Thou of all consolers best, thou the soul's delightful guest, dost refreshing peace bestow. Thou in toil art comfort sweet, pleasant coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. Light immortal, light divine, visit thou these hearts of thine, and our inmost being fill. If thy take thy grace away, nothing pure in man will stay, all his good is turned to ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew, on our dryness pour thy dew, wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will, melt the frozen, warm the chill, guide the steps that go astray. Thou on us who evermore thee confess and thee adore, with thy sevenfold gifts descend. Give us comfort when we die, give us life with thee on high, give us joys that never end. Amen.
The anthem you'll hear now is O Sing Unto the Lord a New Song by Thomas Tomkins. Tomkins was a gentleman of the Chapel Royal and was here in the Abbey for the coronations of both James I and Charles I, composing music for both. The text of the anthem comes from the beginning of Psalm 149, and it's sung here by the choir of Westminster Abbey.
Thank you. Almighty God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, grant to your Church a new vision and a new charity, new wisdom and fresh understanding, the revival of her brightness and the renewal of her unity, that the eternal message of your Son may be hailed as the good news of this age, through the one who makes all things new, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Heavenly Father, you have called us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, to continue his work of reconciliation and reveal you to the world. In the power of your Holy Spirit, forgive us the sins which tear us apart. Give us the courage to overcome our fears and to seek that unity which is both your gift and your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as our Saviour has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As we pray for God's blessing, we commend to God's grace and protection the sick, the bereaved, and all those who work so hard to keep us safe and keep us well. May the Spirit who hovered over the waters when the world was created breathe into you the life he gives. Amen. May the Spirit who overshadowed the Virgin when the eternal Son came among us make you joyful in the service of the Lord. Amen. May the Spirit who set the Church on fire upon the day of Pentecost bring the world alive with the love of the risen Christ. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.